Greetings, everyone. This is Keith and Karina coming to you once again from the great state of Pennsylvania. We're going to do a part 4 on being led by the Holy Spirit. You know, sweetheart, there's just been so many awesome things that we've seen in this particular series that we just can't stop here. We got to continue on because being led by the Holy Spirit is so vital to our Christian walk. You know, the gift of the Holy Spirit is an awesome thing, but what are we to do with that gift? You know, it's about being led by His Holy Spirit, God's Holy Spirit, so that we can fulfill and carry out all of God's will and plan for our lives. So, you know, I'm going to start with my text in Romans 8, verse 14. Well, but before we read that verse, I would like to introduce my beautiful, wonderful, amazing wife once again, as is my custom. Go ahead, sweetheart.
Hi, everyone. God bless you. It's always great to be able to sit down here for a moment, not just my husband and I, but knowing that His holy presence is with us. And if you're a child of God, the Holy Spirit is with you, in you as well. You know what's so beautiful? That when we speak about being led by the Holy Spirit, it's not just this stranger. We are talking literally about being led by God, because the Holy Spirit is God, the divine Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So let's get even more excited and have this great expectation that God Himself wants to reveal Himself to you and to me so that we know what His plans are and His love for you.
Amen, sweetheart. And as we have been starting out our podcast in this series with Romans 8:14, I'd like to read that once again. For it says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons and daughters of God."
Amen.
And I think what we want to talk about today in particular is God's Holy Spirit leading us into His divine nature and character.
Amen.
And how important is that in our daily life? You know, the question we asked before is, what are the benefits or what are the important reasons why God would give us the Holy Spirit? You know, we said that He's given the Holy Spirit in order to set us apart, to give us that assurance of salvation, to seal us unto the day of redemption,
right,
so that we are born again of His Spirit and we are His children. But yet, we're here to live in this earth for, you know, how many years until we get old and the Lord takes us on home. There's many more benefits to having the Holy Spirit in us that we spoke about. And one of the most important things is being conformed to the image of Christ.
That's right.
So I think I just feel led here to let my beloved wife do a lot of sharing in this particular podcast, maybe much more than I would tonight. So, here
Holy
we go,
Spirit
baby.
Holy Spirit leads us. Well, you know, you read in Romans 8, and that's a very good question. Why would the Lord give us the Holy Spirit, the person of the Holy Spirit? And the Holy Spirit is God Himself. That's important. And we want to once again remind you, please make sure you go back to the previous podcast. They are so packed with power, information, but it's not just knowledge. It's the Word of God which transforms you, transforms us. So the question is, why would God be so interested in giving us His own Spirit, who's God? Why would He do that? And as my husband was saying, you know, He reveals us the person of Jesus. That's the most important thing that He does. It's to show us the way to salvation, which is only one, through Jesus, which is the cross. And then He also gives testimony to your spirit that you are a child of God. so that the fear of death no longer haunts you.
Amen.
Which is that assurance that now you have eternal life. And those are two wonderful, amazing things. If that was all the Holy Spirit did, that would be more than enough, because that's powerful,
sure,
right?
Is, sweetheart.
Salvation, eternal life, and then the assurance of salvation, that's beautiful. But then he does something else. And, you know, and I like to think of a bride on getting ready for a wedding day. She shops for the dress, and she has the dress, right? And she knows she's going to look beautiful, but it's not enough just to put on the dress. Now she starts getting adorned. Now she starts making herself look even more beautiful for her groom, because they're in love and she wants him to see the beauty in her. And the fact that she's making herself even more beautiful is because she wants him to just be delighted, and for his eyes to shine when he sees her. Now, if that's us human beings, right? If that's a bride and a bridegroom that have such joy, imagine what God expects with the bride that he is preparing for his son.
That is so beautiful. That's a great comparison, sweetheart.
Isn't it? And that's it. And the Bible talks about it. It's not just making up something, a great comparison. The Word of God speaks of us, the children of the Lord, as the bride of Christ. So what the Holy Spirit does in each one of us, and I just think it's amazing. It's beautiful, because you men probably don't know much about this, but us women, we know what it's like to truly get a deep cleaning. We go for a facial. It's not enough just to put on makeup that makes us appear like we are beautiful, Excuse me. We go for a facial, a deep cleaning, which goes inside our pores and takes out all dirtiness, all filthiness, everything that should not be there, and that's clogging up the health of our skin and does not allow the pure and beautiful shine of our skin to actually show. Imagine us in the hands of the Holy Spirit. When we go to someone to clean, to give us a deep cleaning, we just lay there and they do whatever they want with our face and our skin. And we're trusting them. So can you imagine what the Holy Spirit does with us? He first, what the lady does, the person who does that deep cleaning, and I'll get off this example shortly. What she does, I say she because usually it's a lady, she first puts you under a magnifying glass. And she sees what you can't see. And she can see exactly in your face what needs to be repaired. And that is so beautiful. And she takes out what needs to be taken out that impedes a good, healthy skin.
Wow.
So can you imagine the Holy Spirit? That's it. We are chosen. We've been chosen and we are the bride of Christ. That's not it. It's not only, okay, let's go, let's wait to go to heaven. Now the Holy Spirit starts the process of beautifying us.
Wow, that's beautiful.
Puts us under that magnifying lens of his own eyes. And in love, starts seeing the things that need to be changed. Things that are there and shouldn't be there. Things that you don't even know are there. But they are obstructing the real beauty that's already inside of you to shine. And he starts he starts applying oil. That's a lot. That happens a lot in the process of deep cleaning. As they're cleaning your face, there is constant oil being applied in your face as well and your body. So imagine that beautiful contrast. And by the time the Holy Spirit is done with us. Mind you, this is an ongoing process. We just continue to look more and more beautiful. And there are things in our lives, I'm going to tell you the truth, that only the Holy Spirit can take care of. There are things that we are aware of, and we definitely need the help of the Holy Spirit. There are things that He points out to us that we need to take care of ourselves, that we can do. We can do. For example, it's very simple, but if we are used to listening to music that's not good, that the lyrics are harming, the lyrics are not inspiring us to get closer to the Lord or teaching us good values, we don't have to pray and ask the Holy Spirit, is it your will that I stop listening to this music? We know it's not helping us. So just stop. There are things that we can do ourselves that will help to beautify us. Those are practical things, but there are things that the Holy Spirit Himself, He sees, and He continues to speak to us and to show us the way and teach us what to do, what not to do, so that the beauty that God has already spoken over us and in us shines. And what is that beauty? The image of Jesus.
That is so powerful and beautiful. I've never heard of it like that before, you know, sweetheart. And that's why I felt led for God to have me turn this over to you, because you are giving us some really good comparisons and analogies here, because this is exactly what the Lord wants to do in us, is to conform us to the image of His Son.
That's right.
And this is so good. You just keep on sharing, sweetheart.
And after He does all those things, and it's an ongoing thing, you know, and I do want to say something here quickly, just add this. That is why, as Christians, we have to be patient with one another, because some of us have been in the hands of the Holy Spirit for quite some time, and He's been working with us. And, you know, there are some areas that just shine. They look so beautiful. But sometimes we tend to forget how we looked before the Holy Spirit started to work in us. And we see other people that are kind of raw in some areas, and, you know, those areas don't look so beautiful yet, but they are in the hands of the Holy Spirit. They actually are collaborating. They actually have surrendered. That's important, the part of surrendering, because let me tell you, that technician that's going to work on my facial, she can be the most amazing professional, but if I keep getting out of the bed, because it's usually a cot, if I keep getting out of the bed and don't let her work on me, there's nothing to show. There is nothing to show. I actually have to be still on that cot and just let her work, right? And that's important for us to remember with the Holy Spirit. He is God, so He has all the power. But if we keep resisting His work in us, it's not going to show. And sometimes He starts doing something in us, and we become impatient, and we leave the process, and then we wonder. But God is so patient, and He is so beautiful, that He continuously reminds us that there is no better place to be than in the hands of the Holy Spirit. So that's what He does. One of the many things He does, right? He brings us to Jesus. He gives us testimony that we belong to the Lord. And He now starts working in us and showing us the truth, because He is the Spirit of truth. And there are many things that maybe I have embraced and I have held on to, thinking that they were good, sincerely thinking that they were okay and even acceptable. But when the Holy Spirit brings His light, brings His standard, then I understand. Oh, wow. And he allows me to understand. He teaches me, no, this is not good. Even though you've been seeing your family do this, even though you've seen your father, your mother, even though you've seen this kind of speech, this kind of attitude, walking in this sin, and you thought that it was okay because you've seen family members walking in that for years, no, it's not good. This is not what I want. I have something better for you. You may think this is okay. You may think this is as far as you can go. You may think that you cannot go any further because you haven't seen anyone close by go any further. But I'm here to tell you that I am going to take you further. I'm here to expand your vision so that you can see what I'm going to do. And so the Holy Spirit starts with each one of us in a very personal way. And the way he deals with you and the things that he's clearing and uncluttering and also detoxing from one person is not the same thing for the second person. However, the result is always the same. The goal is always the same.
That's good.
To
That's
make
good, sweetheart.
Us look as Jesus. That's the same. The same goal for each one of us.
That's a beautiful explanation, because, you know, I see all the things that you're saying being so true, because, you know, he may take us on a different pathway based upon, you know, our background, our experiences, the things we went through. But the goal, like you said, is the same.
That's
is
right.
The conformity to the image of Jesus Christ. And wow. Only the Lord knows how to do that, you know,
That's
with
right.
each one of us individually, since he created us. And so he knows our weaknesses and our strengths. He knows what appeals to us. He knows what
That's
will
right.
speak to us. He knows what we need better than we know ourselves. And so
right.
it's kind of like some things we've said in the previous broadcast, is that only he knows what's best for us more than anyone else could know, because he created us and he knows everything about us. So why wouldn't we want to
right.
trust him? If we can put our hands into the lives of other people to, you know, to
mm-hmm.
trust their judgment concerning us,
that's right.
how much more to the Father of light?
Completely trust him. And I think that's one of the things, if I can think back the many times that the Lord has spoken to me, I think that's one thing that has been repeated over and over. And it's when he says, just trust me. He has brought that that statement to me so many times when I've asked questions. Sometimes I don't necessarily get an answer specifically what I want to hear, but that is the answer that he gives me. He says, just trust me. And this is key. It's vital. It is vital to seeing the process when God starts working with us. I don't know if you've noticed, there are some new believers that they've known the Lord. They've been Christians for 10 years, and they still, it doesn't seem like they've grown much. And when I say grown, you really don't see the likeness of Jesus in them much, you know, a few things here and there. And just because they go to church every Sunday, which of course we should do, the Lord says we should do all those good things, and, you know, and read the word, and all those things are important and necessary, as a matter of fact. But that does not replace us surrendering to the Holy Spirit's work in us. We still have to be obedient and surrender. Still. And then in contrast, you meet someone who gave their heart to the Lord 2 months ago, and it's a new person, transformed. And you see so many qualities already in that person. And you wonder, wait a minute, what did they go to a better spa? What happened? And the spa is, it's the same one working in both of them. It's just that one of them stayed still and let the Holy Spirit work. and let the Holy Spirit take away, clean, cut off, remove everything and anything that he saw fit in order for the beauty to just shine through him. And it is very obvious. Those Christians that, of course, the Holy Spirit abides in them, of course, but those Christians that are being not only led by the Holy Spirit, but are fully surrendered by the Spirit, and those who have an ongoing battle with their soul. The soul wants to be the boss, and the Holy Spirit is saying, no, you need to be led by your Spirit. I am leading you. And there is this ongoing battle. The soul wants to get his way, its way. And the Holy Spirit is saying, but my way is the best way. Let me do it my way. Surrender to me. Let me take the wheel. Wow. Isn't it true that sometimes we I think it was the last podcast we spoke about Jesus walking with us. We all love the idea of walking with Jesus, right? But many times we just want him to accompany us. It's not that we want him to lead. It's not that we want God to lead sometimes. We just want him there in case of an emergency and just for the superpowers, right? And just to be able to say, yeah, I'm walking with Jesus. But it really, we're expecting Jesus to walk with us. But the Holy Spirit is so good, and he shows us God's plan. He shows us God's way. And God's way is always the best way. And he always wants us to trust that what he's teaching us and what he's doing in us is the best thing that can possibly happen to us. And sometimes we have a little hesitancy because we've trusted other people and they've done harm, and that's hard when, you know, you've trusted people, and maybe even growing up, the people that you trusted that would care for you have been the people that have hurt you the most. And without wanting to go into all the different details or possibilities of being hurt, I'm sure we all can list several ways. But God is not a man. God is not like that. God wants us to trust him, right?
That's so good, sweetheart. I mean, that hits on so many things, you know, because, you know, Proverbs 3:5-6 says to trust the Lord with all your heart.
That's right.
And lean not unto your own understanding.
That's right.
In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. And I think it's so true that because of people's past experiences, background, maybe have been abused and controlled and manipulated, that it makes it hard for them to let go and to trust God, you know, to trust anyone for that matter, and even God himself, because they have developed a defense mechanism, putting up walls to protect their own selves from harm, you know, from being hurt again.
Right.
And yet that sometimes creeps over into their spiritual life, and they carry that same attitude out, or unconscious behaviors, you might say, in their spiritual walk with God, because, you know, now they've gotten to the place of depending on self and becoming independent, and not, you know, like I heard someone say to a relative of mine a number of years ago, you know, it was supposed to be in a psychiatrist. It's told him, you know, you've been trampled on, basically, I'm paraphrasing, you know, you've been mistreated for so long, it's time for you to stand up for yourself. And that changed that relative of mine to the point where that person became hard and obstinate, and the very thing that they were fighting against, you know, because sometimes that's what happens, that the abused becomes the abuser. Mm-hmm. And so in that sense of the word, you know, they're not going to listen to anybody. No one's going to tell them anything. They're not going to trust anybody again and depend on anyone. And so that independent spirit has taken over, and now they've carried that on in their spiritual walk with God. It's like, well, you know, I can't even trust God because look what he's done to other people, or so they think, you know, because he's allowed things to happen, you know,
right.
because they haven't understood the nature of God. They haven't understood his character and his ways. And we talked about that before in some other podcasts. But what you're saying is so beautiful because, you know, the more that we learn to know him, we'll love him and we'll trust him because we know he has our best interests at heart.
That's so true. And, you know, that is so important also. It is important for us to, even though we've been through things, because I think everybody has had their share, some more dramatic, crucial, devastating than others. That is so true. But regardless of what happens to us, we have to keep our eyes on Jesus. That is why it's so important, because I heard once somebody say, you know, whatever you look at, whatever you have your eyes on, usually that's what you become. And if we keep our eyes on the hurt, the you know, things that happened to us in the past, even the past failures, condemnation, the failures, the betrayals, everything else, if we keep our eyes on that, usually we become that without even realizing it. So it is so crucial for us to put our eyes on Jesus and keep them there, because as our eyes are fixed on him, we become the one that we are looking at. And it's really, really important. I really felt led to share that and say that. But God is such a good God. And I know that today, things that we've shared, I know it's going to impact many lives, because once you're a Christian, the next best thing that can happen to you is to be more like Jesus. That's the heart of the Father. And I believe that the beauty of heaven and what we're going to see in heaven is the glory of Jesus all around because of the saints. So I encourage everyone, please make sure also that we are always reading the Word of God. Make a difference in your own life, and also make a difference in the lives of those that you love by teaching them the truth and teaching them also with your example at a young age, that they may also surrender their hearts to the Lord and to the work of the Holy Spirit.
That's so beautiful, sweetheart. And wow, what an awesome broadcast today. I'm so thankful that I yielded to the leading of the Spirit, because, you know, it isn't always about, you know, I have this great teaching gift and I need to share all the time. No, my sweetheart, she's got such precious gifts as well. And she can teach the Word. She can preach the Word. She can encourage and bless people. And as some of you just heard, wow, she's got, you know, she's got the things that the Lord has put in her heart to share. And you know what? We're going to be hearing from her a whole lot more in the days ahead. So stay tuned, because it's going to be good. And we're not done with this series yet either. Being led by the Holy Spirit, I know, is one of the most important topics for Christians to be able to learn and submit to, because without the leading of the Holy Spirit in our lives, then where are we going and what are we doing? As, you know, as we said before about asking ourselves these questions, what is the benefit of having the Holy Spirit in this earth walk, you know? And she said it so beautifully, so that we can be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. That's the Father's heart, that we can get to know him, get to know the Father, and walk with him in an intimate personal relationship. And having said that, this, you know, say this, that we want to invite people, as is our custom, and my sweetheart is so good at this, is inviting people to come into relationship with the Lord Jesus and be born again and filled with the Holy Spirit. So, sweetheart, go ahead and take it away.
Yes, and before we do that, we want, well, two things. We want to remind our listeners that they can also write to us on keithandkarina25@gmail.com. And it's going to be on the podcast, but it's important for you to hear it here so that you can keep it in mind. And we would love to hear from you. We would love to hear your comments, suggestions. It would be awesome. And also your prayer request. Before we extend the invitation to accept the Lord, in Romans 8, I have here my Spanish Bible, but I'm going to read it in English. It says in Romans 8, verse 9, says, However, you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. I'm going to say it again. You, however, in other words, the believer, you, however, are not in the flesh. You're not in the flesh. And I really want you to just listen to it and personalize it. If you're a child of God, you are not in the flesh. I'm going to say that again. Listen to this. This is the word of God speaking to you. You are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. And that's what the Holy Spirit wants you to know. Many times we are shortchanged with giving our heart to the Lord because we are taught and we hear so often, there's only so much I can do, you know, I'm human. And every time I hear somebody say that, I wonder if their mind really still hasn't been renewed, but the Lord wants us to renew our mind. How many times have you heard that? So many people say that, justifying staying where they're at, staying with the ugliness, staying with the old man. And I don't mean the old, I mean with the old nature. So many times we justify our old life, our sinful ways, by saying, well, you know, I'm only human, but no.
So true.
No, we are humans, but guess what? We have a new nature. The Word of God says, once again, that you, however, are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. You see, the Holy Spirit reminds you, even though you and I have a body, obviously, but the body is not who you are. You are a spirit, and that is important. And so the Holy Spirit is teaching us His truth, because once you know the truth will set you free. Free from what? From the old way of thinking that keeps you chained to a lie. The enemy wants you to remain in deception, but the Spirit of God wants you to know the truth so that you will be set free. So with that being said, we encourage you, if you have never tasted the goodness of God, if you have never given your heart to the Lord, you are missing out on the best thing that could possibly happen to you. And what is the best thing? The best thing that can possibly happen to you is for you to also be a part of the family of God. You were created by God. That makes you a creation of God. But you are not a child of God until you accept Jesus into your heart and you ask Him to take your sins. He forgives your sins. And then through Jesus, you are reconciled with the Father and you become a child of God. And if you are not a child of God, when you pass, when you go home, I mean, when you die, not go home, when you die, you are going to spend your eternity without Him, separated from Him, actually in hell. It's a strong word, but that is the truth. But if you give your heart to the Lord, when you die, when you close your eyes, you will fall asleep and then wake up in the presence of the one who not only made you, but also saved you. And when you give your heart to Jesus, the Holy Spirit comes and abides in you and starts this wonderful process of making you in the likeness of Jesus that we have been speaking about. Today is the day. There are many voices, many things that may say, don't do it today. Don't commit. You don't have to have any religion. Don't listen to that. Listen to the Holy Spirit. For if you trust in the Lord, He will save you and he will give you eternal life.
Amen. So we want to thank everybody for joining us. And wow, stay tuned. Many more great things to come. So God bless you all, and we'll talk to you next time.
Talk to you then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.